Beyond the Core is WJCT's listening tour of Northeast Florida. Our news team meets with residents in Jacksonville's many distinctive communities with the goal of helping us all understand each other better. At our listening session at the beaches, we heard why some young professionals say they're leaving the area. Oliver Shabazian and his realtor are doing the final walkthrough before he closes on the home later today. This house, built in the 1920s, is about 1,100 square feet. He's checking out all the details.
There was like some plumbing problems that we had like worked out, so I just wanted to see it.
So do you have a favorite element of the place?
Like the front porch. So when in the photo they had like two rocking chairs. I think I'm going to definitely have to get my own rocking chairs.
Shabazian is a 28-year-old civil engineer, about 4 years out of college. He went to the University of North Florida, and he's been renting a place in Jacksonville Beach.
Like, I guess the beach was always, I was more comfortable with it, and I had more friends there.
But his first permanent house is about 30 minutes away in the Riverside area. Finding a place at the beach was just too expensive, he says.
I wanted to stay underneath, like, 210. The rent is still affordable at the beach, but when it comes down to purchasing, the prices are, you know, it's very rare that you're going to get a house underneath, like, under $300,000.
He's absolutely correct.
Jeannie Denton-Scheck is president-elect of the Northeast Florida Association of Realtors, and she's been selling houses for 20 years.
I have worked in virtually every area.
She says in Jacksonville Beach right now, the cheapest home for sale is an older condo for $224,000.
All of 768 square feet.
It's pretty small for a two-bedroom.
Yeah, it is. It's very small. It's Manhattan, New York City small, and they go up from there. There's a few in the threes.
Most buyers are looking in the mid-200s to mid-300s range, she says. So far this year, the median purchase price for a Jacksonville Beach home is $385,000, nearly $100,000 more than it was in 2015. Many listings are $500,000 or more, she says. But then again, it's always been relatively expensive at the beach.
A rule of thumb, most first-time home buyers traditionally have not been able to live at the beach.
That's as housing prices are increasing everywhere. For instance, where Shabazian is moving in Avondale, the median sale price has risen $50,000 in just 3 years. He says his experience definitely reflected the seller's market, where demand is increasingly outpacing supply.
I'd put an offer in, like, the second day, and I was already too late.
Shabazian ended up paying more than the asking price because he was competing with another offer on his house. But his realtor, Kelly Rotundo, says the competitive market shouldn't discourage young professionals from trying.
I think the biggest thing for younger people is they don't know that they can buy a place. Mm-hmm. Like millennials, they like don't understand that whole aspect of buying. Like someone could be able to buy something, but they don't even know it because they just think it's out of their reach.
Thankfully for Shabazian, he says he loves Riverside's community feel and he's excited about all the new restaurants he can't wait to try. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.